Hey, Tom Beal here with a Make Today Great moment. I learned something at a young age that I'm going to speak about today, and that's called being clear, being focused, and being committed. And I'll share with you how that was learned at a young age. You see, when I entered high school, I played football, I ran track, I did cross country, I wrestled, and I also rode freestyle bikes. I didn't even count how many of those were, but I tried to be the best at each of those. And what happened was I was scattered and unfocused. So I was pretty good at all of them, but had I picked one, had I picked two and focused down, I would have been decent and I would have risen to the top of those two. Had I picked one, I would have been the absolute best. You see, but I wanted to do it all. And then once I found out I wasn't that good at baseball, I really didn't enjoy cross country, and track wasn't my favorite on the list either. So I got rid of those, but I still had football, wrestling, and the bike riding. Then I got rid of football. I had bike riding and wrestling. And that's where I came to being very good at both of those. I was a national bicycle champion, and I was a pretty darn good wrestler. Won way more than I lost, but I wasn't the best at either of those. Had I given up bike riding, I probably would have been a good enough wrestler to get a scholarship to a Division I school. Who knows? Had I given up wrestling, I was already a sponsored rider at the expert level. I probably would have went pro and gone on to do greater things, and that was right about the time the X Games became very large, and I have a lot of friends that participated in the X Games and did extremely well. So I learned the hard way, pretty much, that in not choosing to be good or great at one thing, I became decent at a couple. You know, what's that? A jack of all trades. If you're a jack of all trades, you can be pretty good at several things, but you're not the best. And in business and in life, the people who are specific and clear on them being the best at one thing rise to the top and gain that notoriety and gain the benefits that go along with that. So here in business, or your personal life, your professional life, there's a lot of things that we have available. Pretty much it's an unlimited buffet. And if we were to try to be good at each and every one of those things, we could be pretty good, decent, but not the best. What is it that you're doing that you can look at in business where you might be scattered? You might be trying to be good at one thing and trying to be good at another and another and another. I'm in the internet marketing world, and just as an idea, I mean, there's so many things that we can choose to focus on, and good Lord, if we tried to be good at all of those or the best at all those, it would take more than 24 hours a day. It would take your full attention and full time just to be the best at one of those. Add a couple more to them and forget about it. So choose what you want to be good at. Choose what you really enjoy doing, what you're passionate about, what you're good at, but you want to be better at. You know, it's always fun to do something that you're super passionate about, that gets you excited. You can stay up late doing it, wake up early doing it, because you're just jazzed and pumped about it, and you want to dive in and learn more. It takes paying the price. They've said in studies that within 3 to 5 years, you can become, from someone who doesn't know anything about something, to an absolute expert in 3 to 5 years. So if I were to walk by and see someone who's just really jamming on the piano or really jamming on the guitar, right now I don't know how to play either of those. But had I that inspiration from that moment and decided I'm going to do that, I would go grab someone who's good at that, who's good at teaching others, and hire them to be my teacher to go learn how to do what they're doing. And it would take a lot of time, a lot of failure, a lot of dedication, commitment, and action. But pretty soon I'd be playing. Now, if I tried doing both of those at the same time, it would take much, much longer. You see, that's the power of direct focus. If I was trying to learn the piano and the guitar, who knows, maybe it would take double the time. So focus, focus, focus. Get clear on exactly what you want. Get clear on what you're good at. Get clear on what you're passionate about. And cut out all the fat. Cut out all those extraneous activities that you do, and you're mediocre to good at them, but you just need to drop it and focus in one specific area. And with that clarity, you will then cut those ties, and you will become an expert, and you'll free yourself to put more time and energy into those passionate areas. So get clear, choose exactly what you want to be the best at, and focus solely on that. And give that a whirl, and put your time and energy in there, and also make today great.